Now, joyful Americans have poured into the streets across the country to celebrate Independence Day. People from all walks of life stood by the sidewalks to watch parades or enjoy colorful fireworks. Americans are also practicing various other public and private events, such as baseball games, family reunions, concerts, and political speeches to mark the historic event. The 4th of July marks the day that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 241 years ago. The adoption of the Declaration gave Americans freedom from England. Joining us now on the line from Washington is Wilmer Leon. He's a political scientist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Leon. Now, despite the celebrations, 4th of July isn't a very celebratory day for many in the U.S., now is it?
No, it is not, and it's not for a number of reasons. One, we can go back to Frederick Douglass's speech to what to the Negro is, what to the slave is the 4th of July, where he recounts in that speech the difference between the celebration of European Americans and the lack of celebration for those enslaved Africans. We can start at that point and we can come all the way forward now to an America that is divided by the election and politics of Donald Trump.
Well, Mr. Leon, I'd like you to expand a bit on that, because when you look at America right now, then, moving away from just the history of it, we have, as you've just mentioned, divided communities. Minorities are under extreme pressure, and even the Native Americans are not very happy with the way things are going.
Well, that is true. America has always been what they call the great experiment in democracy, and that experiment in the minds of many is failing. When you look at the way that capitalism has been implemented in the country, and the fact that the pursuit of profit at the sake of individuals has carried the day in so many instances, and the exploitative nature of a imperial hegemon such as the United States, it is a country that is in many regards tried to live up to its lofty goals and ideals as stated in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but it is far from having achieved that.
So under the current circumstances, Mr. Leon, very quickly if you can, is that hope for that American dream dead?
No, I can't say that the hope for the American dream is dead. I'm an optimist, and if I were to believe that it was dead, then I would give up what I'm doing or trying to do as a political scientist. What I can say is that the struggle continues, and the struggle must continue.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Wilmer Leon, a political scientist, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Leon, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.